I think we should begin the meeting with a happy birthday to Jennifer Hood. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
I'm leaving as soon as the meeting's over.
Aren't you counting them anymore?
Oh, heck yeah, you gotta celebrate everyone.
Yep.
Call the roll, please.
Hey, Jennifer Hood.
Here.
Debbie.
Here.
Mary McKinney is out. Mary Marvar.
Here.
Mario.
Here.
Records show 4 of the 5 council people are present. We have a motion to excuse Mary McKinney from tonight's meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Jennifer Hood.
Yes.
Okay, Debbie?
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Record show 4 ayes, no nays. Dispense with minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to address this body?
I don't know who Mike Martin is that's connected. It's not unmuted, so I'm assuming he doesn't want to speak.
Mr. Martin, did you want to speak? Okay, I guess he doesn't. Moving on to mayor's report. I talked to the police and fire chief. I haven't had a chance to talk. We ask that everybody be really cognizant of their budgets right now. The governor has opened several areas. Important to us is the park and as much as the playground is open. But I even checked with Mentor Parks and Recreations, and they specifically said that the basketball courts are not open. They said that the governor is doing this line by line, and it's going to take his time. I met with a gentleman from Barrington Homes who's going to try to make an application on the 6 acres of property that are landlocked between River and Wetmore in the village. He'd like to put 9 homes in. More to follow on that, and I'm sure it'll end up going to the Planning Commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals. I did ask him what he planned on naming the street. He said he didn't have anything that planned. And so he said, do you have a suggestion? And I said, well, we recently lost our favorite son, Don Shula. Maybe something to in that form. He thought that might be a good idea. I don't know what they're going to do. We still have the mayors and managers Thursday morning, and those meetings are going good. Mr. Lyons, did you have anything?
No, I just had some correspondence with the developer who's trying to put that property in. It looks like a variance is going to be needed in terms of the frontage requirement on the cul-de-sac. Cul-de-sacs have a smaller frontage, but will be 80 feet wide in order to get his project approved, both the Planning Commission. It'll be necessary for the Planning Commission to approve it, and then also BZA, if BZA wants to. Other than that, I don't have any. There is a bill about to be passed by the state that will give us a little bit of reimbursement from the state. But the Senate Bill 310 has been passed. But maybe at the next council, we can get a resolution together. Other than that, I don't have.
Thank you. Committees, finance.
Under finance, you have your budget sheets that Rosie has provided everybody. Due to the situation in the world today with the pandemic, we have also been hit with some of our income coming in. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
The CCA has CCA collections were very low in March, April, May. So we just need to tighten our belts. And I know we already have a tight belt, but we just got to get through this couple months and let's see, hopefully something turns around. And, you know, summer's here. It's our best time down over the hill, so we can only pray it gets better. We do have, I did file for an extension.
CCA also, they extended our.
We can't hear you, Rosie.
CCA, they don't collect, they got an extension on our village income tax. So instead of being April 15th, it's July 15th. So that's probably some of the reason we aren't getting the money in.
Ah, correct.
Okay, very good.
Correct, but the monthly collections from the businesses being shut down didn't help either. I filed for an extension on our ODNR grant for the park. We had through June 30th, and they've extended us now through December 31st. So we're good at that. We do have our USDA bill for the what is this for, Rosie? The is this for the ambulance? Rosie, what is this bill we're approving here? Is this for the $10,000?
That's for the rescue squad.
Rescue squad, yeah. Okay. All right. So it's $10,780.50. I would like to make a motion we pay that bill.
I'll second.
Why does the first line say Village of Wyndham?
Right.
Got a correction on that today.
Okay.
He probably just had a form letter and send it out.
Okay, so the top says Grand River, but they obviously didn't change the body. Thank you, Jen.
Rosie tried several times to get that changed.
Did we get a second on that? Okay, good.
I think Mario.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, Debbie?
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, we also on that have to transfer that amount from the general fund to the bond retirement.
I'll make that motion that we transfer the funds from general fund to bond retirement.
Second.
Who is that, Mary?
Yeah.
No, I think that was Debbie.
I made the motion.
I seconded Jen.
Oh.
Jen second.
Who seconded?
Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Record show four ayes, no nays.
I have nothing else under finance.
I talked to the chief, advised him about reducing spending. He's aware. We'll be doing what he can. The vehicle sanitizer that's on the agenda, it's the Lake County Sheriff's Office put in for a grant and included all of us in it. So we're getting a sanitizer tablet that can spray the whole car down and sanitize it. I don't have more information now. The chief said he doesn't have anything for info right now. Probably the next meeting we'll have more to details about it. But it's a grant that's no cost to us, as far as I understand. So.
That's cool.
Their continued partnership with working with us is much appreciated.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Is that it, Mario?
Yes.
Fire? Oh, Mary usually goes fire. Chief, is he on?
Chief's on. He said he was having some problems. I don't know if he's going to be able to. He said he's having problems with his computer. It keeps dropping.
All right.
Well, I'm asking him now if you want to hang on one sec.
Okay, we can move on to public works. Well, Mark does that. Thank you, Mario.
Public works, the guys have just been working to get the park in order. Do you have anything, Rex?
Rex is muted.
Yeah, everything's
been fine. Like to thank Rex for getting the flower boxes painted. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I talked to the mayor. We got signs coming from the county. Took them off the freeway. And Mary, I'll have your signs up here shortly. Almost got them all painted.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Besides that, everything's great. Life's good.
Hey, Rex, I have a question. The right behind or next to the Grand River sign on River, the Grand River sign with the flower box, there's a tree. Was that planted by the village, or does that belong to our condo association here?
I believe it's your condo. I'm sorry. I believe it's your condo association. Porky trimmed it up the other day because you couldn't see the sign very well. I do know that.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what I was going to ask. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anything else on public works?
No. Hey, also, if I may, Bill Thompson came down and he jetted out the streets at Carson and Wetmore.
Oh, good.
And there were full of stuff. The one he couldn't get through is blocked. He thinks it's old. He thinks he might have blocked it years ago. He doesn't know for sure. But he'll get back to me. Get that cleaned out as well. He cleaned out what he could, but there's a blockage in there somewhere. It's almost like a dead end, he said.
Wow.
Does he think that we should get a hold of stormwater? Or?
No, he told me just hold on a little bit. He believes it's abandoned because when they put the new ones in, because years ago they were all ditches.
Right.
He said, just hold off. See if this one that he jetted out three of them. So let's just wait and see if that helped our problem. I think it might.
Okay.
That's it.
Mario, did you get anything on fire?
Chief dialed in.
Oh, okay.
Chief, are you on there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on now. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. As far as stuff on fire, the NOPEC grant has been approved, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's about $1,600, and that's for the LED lighting to finish the garage and the bay area and hopefully the outside lights. Other than that, things have been going well. I had a meeting with the water department, and I'll send everyone out an email dealing with the fact that we have to have specific colors for the hydrants and stuff like that. But we're allowed to paint them. We've got our spring flush, and we'll be working with the road department guys, with Rex and his guys, to get the painting done. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Thank you. I didn't hear that.
I think that was his radio.
Oh. Do we have anything on the park, Jennifer?
Just that the playground equipment is now available. The new playground equipment, the swing set and the monkey bars, will just need some time to dry and set up. We have a new pathway going through the middle of the park now. The landscapers are supposed to come like the end of next week, depending on the rain. But other than that, last night there was, not last night, but the night before, there was like a dog attack in the park. There was like two brown dogs that live on Murphy, and then a lady walking her dog from the condos. The dog actually got bit, and the lady had to get stitches. I don't know if anybody cares it, but, you know, we should probably do something if this becomes a problem.
Okay, the dog got stitches or the lady got stitches?
The dog.
And they made no police report. Because I heard about it today from Ron Bailiff's wife.
Okay.
And then Pappas and every police officer that was working, they went through EOC and everything. But I don't know what... I don't know how to remedy something that we didn't know anything about, and they didn't make a police report.
Yeah. I'm just.
I think Mike Genovic was going down there tonight to talk to.
Oh, see. Oh, good.
That's all I have for the park.
I'm not sure if I just didn't hear the whole explanation, but how did that happen? Were some dogs on a leash and others not?
Oh, the dog slipped its leash. One of the big brown dogs slipped the leash and went after a small, like, Bichon dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just happened to be at the park. It could have been on the road. It could have been anywhere, but it got out of its leash.
Right.
I think that I've passed
okay.
her, and she, like, they don't have very good control of the dogs. They're sort of pulling the person down the road. So.
Huh.
That's true.
So I think the bigger issue, if I'm slightly versed in the dog issue, being that it's not on their own property, it doesn't matter if it was on the park or in anywhere, correct, Mr. Lyons?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to maintain control of your dog.
Right.
Because we know holes in fences don't stop dogs biting dogs.
Oh, I've heard that.
So. Yeah.
Biting ears off and everything.
Yeah. I seem to recall something like that happening.
Very vague.
Anything else on the park?
No.
Ordinance?
I don't think we have anything tonight. Mr. Lyons, do we have anything?
I don't believe so. I think, like I said, we're going to have something, but not for tonight.
Okay.
Although Rosie's got to start doing the budget in July, right, Rosie?
Yes.
When does that have to be? July 15th or something?
July 15th through the 20th, somewhere around there.
Okay.
It's that budget where we reaffirm the millage that we need. We need that revenue.
Absolutely.
Recreation?
I got an email today from Penitentiary Glen saying that they are canceling the raptor encounter that I had scheduled for the village picnic. They're canceling all those kinds of programs across the board. So even though it's a ways out, and that's really all I have other than us discussing what we're going to do about the village picnic.
Does everybody still think that we can wait and see if this gets better? Or?
I think we should wait. They literally just opened up venues. We got a notification today since Katie's wedding is in August that the wedding will happen. There is dancing allowed. The open bar will be open. It's just a matter of mingling, like standing around, you know. You got to watch your social distancing. But I think maybe we should have a rec park meeting with the who's on park? Am I on park still? Or on recreation? Anyhow, maybe we should have a meeting, Mary, and we can maybe come up with some kind of a alternative type get together.
Okay.
And if we can work that out, if we can't work that out, we'll figure it out. But the venues are allowed to have 300 people. So, you know, the buffet thing is out. Can't do the buffet thing. So that's out for sure. So whether we want to put together, I don't know. Let's have a park meeting and we can go over it then.
Okay. Sounds good.
Then we could bring
figure
it back
out
to council at our next meeting.
Okay. All right, then. I'll reach out and try and schedule a meeting where we can hash that out.
Okay. Include me in that.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Anything else on recreation?
Nope. That's it.
Personnel?
No personnel meeting.
Is there anything under old business?
What about the Olive Street project? I had some phone calls on it.
Yeah, the state has to reaffirm that they're giving us the money that they owed last year. They still haven't done it. I keep in contact with John Rogers. In other words, I keep bothering him about it. And it has not passed. It's kind of, I don't get it. I don't know if they think that they're just going to take that money back that people have already, you know, put bid packages together and everything. I don't know what they're doing, why they right. vote on it to let it go. I have no idea.
Right.
Mr. Lyons, do you have any idea?
I don't. So.
But that's what it is, right? It's they have to reaffirm that they had already given it.
They have to appropriate it is what they have to do. They had set it aside prior budget year, but they haven't appropriated so it can be spent, is what I understand.
Okay. Anything else under old business? Anything under new business?
I just have a couple things. Barbara Such called me, and she wants to donate some sort of memorial in her husband's honor, and she is asking me to come up with an idea, which I'm not really sure, but if anyone else has any ideas, then I would love to hear them. I'm not sure if she'll give me any inkling of what she was wanting to do, but just to let you know that in case she calls you, Chris, or whatever. The other thing is that the Miklisch family is going to have a drive-by baby shower, like July 16th or 19th. They're going to turn around in the parking lot. And then the last thing is Marianne Kelly just wanted me to say thank you to whoever put her happy birthday sign on the front of the village.
And then very well.
Marianne Kelly has all this extra food that she wants to get rid of, if you guys know anybody. All right. And that's it.
Thank you.
I have something on the insurance. Do you want to increase the park?
Oh.
We might have only had it at 28, but that was after the pavilion and all that stuff. But now we have more equipment and more whatever.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we should, when we have a recreation.
I think we should have a finance meeting and talk about that.
Okay.
I gave the finance copy of the insurance to update.
Okay.
Anything else on the new business?
Are we looking, or have you given any consideration to meeting again at the village hall in regards to council? Only reason I'm asking is, you know, like the commissioners televised their meetings. They didn't let the public in, but they're still meeting in chambers. I mean, obviously adhering to social distancing. Not that I don't think this works, but I think sometimes we could hash things out a little better, maybe if we were all in the same area. My only suggestion would be that maybe consider having maybe the next meeting of this month, since like our subscription goes for this month, and then starting July, considering going back to council. I'll sit in the corner if you want. I don't mind.
I'm fine with that.
Me too.
So one more Zoom meeting, and we'll try social distance meeting.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I mean, we could still, you know, we could still have it so people could connect in. So if there's, you know, people wanted to remotely connect into the meeting, they could. I don't know if that's, you know, we could come up with something. I could look into that. So that way it's not open to the public, but they're still able to hear it. Or if we just record it and play it after, I don't know, Mr. Lyons. I'll have to talk to you.
I believe that we have to allow access temporaneously so people can ask questions. And I've seen a meeting where people did it in chambers, you know, at the council chambers. They didn't each have their own iPhone with them or computer. And so the people that weren't on the screen, you really couldn't hear them. You can only, everybody would have to bring their phone and still have it so that people could hear them out in the audience. So,
right.
Unless Mario can figure out a way to do it otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think that would work, because when we did the test run after that one meeting with the mayor and I and a couple other people, you get that feedback between the microphones because they're too close between speakers and microphones. So everybody connecting in the same room, I don't think would probably work. So I know what you're saying. I understand that, but I don't think that would work. I mean, if we still have to make it, you know how the commissioners do it, since they just televise it on YouTube?
I don't know. I guess I don't know if they have a call in. They can check with them and find
out. Yeah, they
guess is that they have a camera on them that's broadcasting right to YouTube, and people can call in while they're watching it on YouTube. That would be my guess when they want to do the public portion. That's my guess.
Yeah, that's how they do it. I mean, they live stream it, and then it's you can watch the meetings afterwards.
Right.
And I've honestly not heard anybody call in with questions, or you know, it's generally just a one-sided meeting.
Right. Right.
I'll look into it. So, I mean, that way we're not doing it in the next meeting, so we have a little time to look at it.
Or maybe you could do it every other. One meeting each month in person, one on Zoom. So, and I think you're allowed to have 10 people in the room. So we have 6, 7, 8.
There's a ton of us here now.
We normally don't get many visitors, but then that means the police chief and Rex, you know, the fire chief couldn't.
Are we still under the 10 people limit?
That's my understanding.
But you can have 300 for a wedding.
Pardon me?
But you can have 300 people.
Right. So maybe we could, when somebody has a wedding at our place, we can have a meeting also to get more people.
Or we can open the windows and put chairs outside 6 feet apart.
I don't know
that doesn't make sense.
I assume that we could open the front door and have somebody sitting outside, and so
unless it's raining.
My understanding is still at the 10-person limit.
Well, we have a
unless we call it a protest. So,
no, dirty word now.
All right. So this next, at least one more Zoom meeting, we know for sure. Our next council meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything can happen between now and then, so let's just do our next Zoom meeting, and then we'll decide at that time what we want to do moving forward. We might have better direction.
Is that shut? It's going to storm.
Uh-oh. So do we have a motion to pay the bills of Finance Committee authorized?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. I'll second.
Okay, Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
I can show four ayes, no nays. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Happy birthday again, Jennifer.
Great.
Hey, Mark. Yes. I didn't know.
Hey, Mark. You want to call Jason Boyd over at the commissioner's office and see what they're doing, or you want me to?
I can call him. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can talk technical talk to him, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Or he'll tell you to talk to the county IT guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll check. I'm okay. I'm off Friday, so I'll call him. I got to work tomorrow. I'll call him Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, Mario, I've got some contacts for people that can help with that, okay?
Okay.
I'll reach out to some of those guys.
Okay. Sounds good. See you, Chris.
See you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a good night.